growing up young, I don't think so he mattered, did.
Well, I don't know most everybody else.
Because there wasn't an old country store.
People raised sweet potatoes and most all the ice potatoes.
They would raise the potatoes and plant them up in the fall and sell them. And go out there any time in the winter and he'd have a hole about that big. Go ahead and have one and get you out to sweet potatoes.
Well, how were they in the grocery store? What were they in, if they were in the grocery store?
I might just be loose in the box.
Well, how
was it? Wasn't no pasteboard at all. It was all wooden boxes. Mm-hmm.
How would you have bought, feed for your cows?
Well, you'd take a while to be able to get a load of hulls for your cow and bring them back with you.
Well, the way it is, what about your cow feed now? Your meal, what you put on your cow feed, can't feed meal, that's the best fertilizer now for you to make it. Well, then you'd go buy your hulls, and you could buy them in grand big old sacks.
What is the hull?
Huh?
What is a hull? You said you're
going to
go buy the hull. What are they?
That's where you ground up your cotton, where your cotton's been through the mill. Then done all of that off, and then you got that seed, that oil is in them seeds. And they get all that out and then grind them hulls up into what they call cotton seed hulls. And the cow loves them. But now then that little thing that's in that corn, in that cotton, that gets that coal out of there and it's just as greasy as it can be. And that time that gets through the mill and everything, well, they run them pressures down and that oil just pour out of it. That's an oil mill now, that's where they made the oil.
Where else did you feed your cow?
Well, that thing you
just hulls and cotton seed, that's all you fed them, but I could give them hay.
But we've done everything. We pulled potato vines and everything else and fed them to them. They loved them. That thing they'd eat, we wasn't done, that we'd go out and
farm. They love grass and all that.
You can feed them the cotton seed, the raw cotton seed. Boil them. We boiled them anyway. Put them in a bucket for boiling water over. And the best smelling thing you ever seen. No wonder a cow would eat them.
What did you feed your chicken?
Mother
corn. Fed them corn.
We didn't do too much about chicken. Most of them made their own labor.
Did you grow much corn?
Well, about enough to give us. That's about all. Maybe 100 bushels. So maybe that's about 125.
Would you use all of that?
Every time you get through feeding your stock, and you're feeding yourself, your cats.
Feed your hogs.
Well, how long did you live in the country? You must have had to cut your own wood.
I did. Wife wouldn't cut it.
Huh?
My wife wouldn't cut it. I had to cut it.
When you had a whole bunch of wood in your arms like this, how much wood was that?
How much wood would I have? Well, if I'd taken a great big old turn there, I expect I'd have 75 pounds of that wood up in my arms.
Mrs. Pittman said electricity was one of the most outstanding things that you've seen and that she knew things. What would you think was one of the greatest things that's come about in your time? What's one of the greatest inventions?
I thought electricity was one of the grandest. And she asked you, what did you
think? Oh, I see.
Well, you know, I think electricity is the best. I think a telephone's a good thing, too, you know.